All right, Rabbi, we'll say good morning. Beautiful daf ahead of us today. I want to begin by thanking the sponsors of this morning's shiur. To thank Yoel and Sarah Kelman for their Talmud Torah sponsor for the month of Cheshvan. An appreciation to all of the learning and shiurim within our kehilah. A week of learning sponsor, anonymous sponsor in the merit of a refuah shlema for Rachel Yehudis Bas Tova Gittel. Our daf yomi sponsors today, Menachem and Susie Schoenfeld, in honor of in the schus of refuah shlema for Rabbi Jonathan Sachs, Yaakov Tzvi Ben Liba. We hope that in Meretz Hashem, all of the cholim should have a refuah together with Kol Cholei Yisrael. Well, so with that, let us begin. So we have a beautiful daf out of us today. Today's daf is Ayin Dalid 74. And we are picking up in Meretz Hashem on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis 73b at the Eisvei. So we are picking up now 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 15 lines up from the bottom. So the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says, well, says, remember again, we've been speaking about, we read the Mishnah on the bottom of yesterday's daf, on the bottom of Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph yesterday, about the Chamesh Chatziros Psuchos Zuluzu Upsuchos Lamavui, that the five chatziros that were open one to the other, we even had the image in Rashi over here, and ultimately, again, were open to the Mavui as well. We're open to the Mavui. Mashiach, just before I forget, can you send out pictures 240, 241, 242. Thank you. Sorry, I meant to send to you last night. So the Gemara says as follows. So we say, so therefore, again, we were talking about over here how to set up that particular case. Remember, again, we went back to the Machlokes. Ultimately, again, Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanon about whether or not one requires an Eruv in the presence of a Shituf. And we left off yesterday with the dramatic idea that even according to Rabbi Meir, who holds that the presence of the Shituf does not take away the need for the Eruv. Interestingly enough, if you have a situation of a Shituf and an Eruv that was made, but one person failed to participate in the Eruv, that one person's failure to participate does not prevent the other members of the Chatzar from carrying. Since Lamaise, again, an Eruv was made, the Tinokos will not forget. And technically speaking, the Shituf does work to even cover the Eruv. So the Gemara says, we left off then with one last piece, which is that in order for a Shituf to work, the Shituf must be brought out from the Chatzeros into the Mavoi, right? That's what has to happen. Just physically, the Shituf itself has to exit the Chatzeros into the Mavoi. So Eisei, the Gemara says, that's so. So the Gemara says, after all, Balabayis, Shahaya Shutuf the Shechina of the Zevayan, but we had this Mishnah this past week, right? If you have a Balabayis, who ultimately, again, was a Shutuf, was a partner with his friends in wine, he is, remember, I will say, this case was the individual who lived in the Chatzir in between two other Chatziros, and ultimately, or I should say, in between two other Mavuos. And he wants to go ahead and halacha lemaisa create a shituf with each of them. So he has a partnership. Remember, this is A, B, and C. So B has a partnership with A in wine, C in wine. So what's the halacha? Ain't zrichin la'arev. They don't have to make another eruv, another shituf. In other words, the partnership itself is enough to go ahead and count for the eruv / shituf. So we'll say, so again, in that situation, there's a barrel of wine sitting around. Nothing's being taken in and out. So you see over here that the sheet, in order for the shituf to work, you don't have to remove things from the chatzar and bring it into the mavui, to which the Gemara says, hasam da'afke va'ayle. No, in fact, over there, the case is where they did take the wine out of the chatzar and they brought it into the mavui. Eisei, where is another kasha, case of mishtatfin b'mavui, how do you go ahead and make a shituf in a mavui? So we'll say, so the Gemara said, hasam. So the Gemara didn't, there, the Brisa also didn't mention anything regarding taking the shituf from the chatzar into the mavui. Hasam nami da'afke uva'ayle. So the Gemara says, no, over there also, they took it out and they brought it in. Okay, the Gemara says, fine. Maski flora barachana el mi'ato. So we'll say, so now remember, we're focusing here on a very specific detail regarding shituf. Namely, that shituf, in order for shituf to work, the shituf item, whatever you're using, must be brought out from the chatzar into the mavui. into the Mavoi. So the Gemara is challenging that idea. The Gemara says, well, if that's the case, let me ask you this. If that's the case, then in order for Shituf to work, the actual Shituf item must be brought out from the Chatzar into the Mavoi. So the Gemara says, Hikna lo pas besalo, hachanami de lo habishituf. But let's say I have bread in a basket. I have bread in a basket. So let's say, I want to participate in the Shituf. I'm representing my Chatzar in the Shituf. I have bread in my basket. I want to be makne to the other Chatzeros, bread in my basket. I guess you're telling me that won't work. Right, because the mice, again, in order for the Shituf to work, the Shituf food has to be brought out from the Chazer into the Mavui. Well, if I'm makne you something that's in my bread basket, then obviously I'm not bringing it out. Maybe you'll say, yes, indeed, that is the case. It does not work unless you actually bring it out. I have Hamar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav B'nei Chabura Shayim Subin V'Kiddush Hanayom. What's the interesting case? If there are members of the Chabura who were sitting together, they were having a meal, and Shabbos started. So they were having an Erev Shabbos meal, and Shabbos, I will say, the Gemara in Maseches Pesachim, Rabbi Pesachim, is fraught with cases like this. It's just so interesting, just the imagery of it. So, I think this year, Purim is Erev Shabbos. Is that possible? I think that's the way it is this year. So the imagery, right? So yeah, you're having a Suda, and I mean, we don't do this. In other words, we have Suda earlier. And in fact, there are other halachas that ultimately tell us that you should not eat a Suda. So, yes? So close. So that's Mamish and Avodah. Purim on Erev Shabbos is, Mamish separates the boys from the men. So the Gemara says as follows. So they're having a Suda Erev Shabbos, Kiddush Hayom, and Shabbos starts. Shabbos starts. So what happens? Hapas Sha'al HaShulchan, Sumchin Aleh Mishum Eruv. So we'll say, very interesting. The bread that is on the table, they could rely on that bread for Eruv. Now we'll say, so once again, that bread is not being brought out into the Mavui, right? So what does that mean that it can be relied upon? First of all, the Brayso about Erev. So ultimately, again, the bread that's on the table, so the Bnei HaChatzer are having a meal together. The bread that's on the table can be used for Erev Chatzeros. Others say not only Erev Chatzeros, but also what? Shituf Muvaos. Now again, that's problematic for us because we just said before that in order to be used for Shituf, halacha lemaisa, the bread must be brought, or the food, it doesn't have to be bread, whatever is being used for the Shituf, must be brought into the Mavui. To which the Gemara says, Rav Amar Rabba lo pligi, kan b'mesum b'bayis, kan b'mesum b'chatzer. So we'll say, very interesting, there are different cases, when they are going ahead and having their meal in the home, so if they're in the home, the bread on the table can count for the Erev Chatzeros. If, however, they are having their meal in the chatzar, ultimately, again, that bread on the table could count for the shituf muvaos. Look at Rashi, misubim b'chatzar, somchen mishum shituf, deshtufei muvaos, mutar lahanichan b'chatzar shema mavoi, ava mishum erev lo, debayis boinon, de'erev mishum dira, v'chatzar lav bar dira. So we'll see an interesting halacha. So the Gemara says that if you have a chabura and they're having a meal and Shabbos starts and there's bread on the table, if they're having the meal in the home, the bread on the table could count for the Erev Chatzeros. If they're having the meal in the Chatzer, then halacha lemaisa, the bread on the table could count for the Shetufei Mavuos. Good. So the Gemara says, Ela taima derav dekasavar ein mavoi nitre belechi lekora ad shubatim vechatzeros psuchim lesocho. Rather, the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says that halacha lemaisa, the reason why Rav, also remember again, this goes back to the same we had yesterday. Rav interprets the Mishnah as dealing with cases where the individual chatzeros do not open into each other. Remember again, the way the Mishnah set up the cases was you have five chatzeros side by side, each of them open into each other and open into the Mavui. Rav's version of the Mishnah did not have the chatzeros opening into each other. We were trying to figure out why that was. So the Gemara suggested maybe it's because Rav requires for the shituf to be brought out into the Mavui, and if the chatzeros open into each other, that won't work. To which the Gemara says, no. The reason why Rav ultimately, again, went ahead and sets up the case as chatzeros that each open into the Mavui, but do not open into each other is for a different reason. Tikasavar, Ein mavoi niter belechi vekora, atshu batim vechatzeros psuchim lesocho. Rav holds as follows. The din, let's take a step back, because this takes us all the way back to the beginning of Maseches Erevin. But say we're familiar with a mavoi, a shared alleyway. Multiple chatzeros opening up into a shared alleyway. What's the concern with a mavoi? What was the general rabbinic concern with a mavoi? That it resembles a rishus harabim. And if we allow people to carry in a mavui without any hecker, right, without any type of reminder, people will come to carry into Rosh Hashanah. So no problem. What do? We create a reminder / mechitza. What do? Alechi, a korah, a tzura sapasach, right? A vertical beam, a horizontal beam, a symbolic doorway, whatever you have to do, that ultimately goes ahead and allows you to carry in the mavui. So we'll say, this is very interesting. Rav holds that in order to go ahead and carry in a mavui, the mavui must satisfy certain criteria. And specifically, what criteria does it have to satisfy? It must have two chatzeros, with at least two homes each opening up into it. If you don't have that, then this particular mavoi cannot be permitted through a lechi or a kora. So what is Rav concerned? We're going to explore this concept more. Rav is concerned about say that if you have a situation of five chatzeros, right? Each next to each other, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, each next to each other. If those chatzeros are all open to each other, in addition to being open to the mavoi, Rav holds the fact that they're open to each other makes them like what? One big chatzer. Well, if it's like one big chatzer, then that doesn't allow for the mavui to be permitted through a lechi or a korah. So we'll say this, we're going to spend a little bit of time on this concept now. So we'll say, at the end of the day, what Rav is advancing for us is a definition of a mavui. The mavui that Chazal spoke about, that could be permitted through a lechi or a korah, is a mavui that has at least two chatzeros, which the imagery is two chatzeros on either, a chatzer on either side. But it doesn't have to be that way. You can even have both chatzeros on one side. Two chatzeros, with each chatzer having a minimum of two homes each. If it satisfies that criteria, then such a mavoi is nitar, is permitted through a lechi or a korah. Therefore, again, Rav feels compelled to reinterpret the Mishnah. It can't be five chatzeros side by side that are all open to each other and open to Rosh Hashanah, or open to the mavoi, because if they're open to each other, Rav will say, that's not five chatzeros, that's one big chatzer. So Gufa, let's analyze. Omer Rav. Rav says, Ein mavoi niter ela belechi bekora top of ayin dalid ad shu batim bechateres psuchim lesochos. We'll say we're just re-quoting. So Rav says a mavoi is not permitted with a lechi or a kora until it has at least two chateros with two homes each entering into it. Look at Rashi, top Rashi on ayin dalid batim bechateres psuchim lesochos. Batim lechatzeros, shtei batim lechol chatzer, u'shtei chatzeros lamavui, v'hanach kevan dekulam. It's fine. So that Rashi is just explaining Rav's interpretation of the Mishnah. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, no, afilu bayis echad v'chatzer achos. Right? Shmuel says, no, not true. Even if you have one home, even if you have one chatzer, that is more than enough. Afilu bayis echad, bayis chatzer echad, that is enough. So we'll say, so that's again, if you're looking at this picture 240, again, you don't really need a picture for this, but Shmuel's just saying it's even one home, one chatzer that opens up into a mavoi, such a mavoi, ultimately again. And I will say now, what Shmuel's actually saying is as follows. Everyone agrees, Rabbi Osei, that in order for the mavoi to be nitter, to be permitted through a lechi or a korah, so halacha lemaisa, you need more than one residence opening up into the mavoi. The question is, what's the definition of two? What do you need? So Rav will say, you need a minimum of two chatzeros, each chatzer having at least two homes. Shmuel says, afilu bayis echad v'chatzer echad. So we'll say, actually, if you see picture 240, you can see in Shmuel's model, even if you have on one side a chatzer with one home, and on the other side just a home without the chatzer that opens up into the mavui, that's enough as well. So fundamental machlokes, Rav and Shmuel. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, we're not finished. Rabbi Yochanan says, afilu churva. Rabbi Yochanan says, by the way, isn't this incredible? We just had this in Sidkas HaTzadik. We just learned in Reb Tzadik about the churva. It's incredible. So Rabbi Yochanan says, afilu churva, even if you don't have homes, you see the progression. Rav says, in order for a mavui to be permitted through a lechi or a korah, so ultimately, again, it requires two chatzeros, with two homes in each chatzar, at least. Shmuel says, no, even if you have one chatzar with one home, and on the other side, even just a home without a chatzar, that's enough. Rabbi Yochanan says, even a churva, even halacha lemaaseh, if you just have a ruin, Rashi says, mikan, b'chatzar mikan, dein chatzar b'lo bayis. So Rabbi Yochanan will say, even if on one side, you have a chatzar with one home, and on the other side, you have a churva, just a ruin, that's enough to allow you to permit carrying in the mavui as long as you have a lechi or a kora. Amalei Abayi Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yochanan, Afilu Bishol Shel Akramim, Shavu say, Sabayi Sitra Rav Yosef, let me ask you, in Rav Yochanan Shita, right, Rav Yochanan by far is the most permissive, because according to Rav Yochanan, if you have a chatzar with a home on one side, and a churva, a ruin on the other side, that is enough to allow you to go ahead and carry. So let me ask this, what happens if you have on one side a home with a chatzar, and on the other side, shvil shel kramim, which literally means the pathway of a vineyard. So you have to say, a churva at least what? A churva at least was a home, right? A churva at least was a domicile, was a structure. What happens if on the other side, one side you have a home with a chatzar, the other side you just have a pathway of a vineyard? So it's an area that's traversed, an area that's utilized. Is that enough? So the Gemara says, Amar Lei Lo. He said, no. Even Rabbi Yochanan, So to which Rabbi Yosef responds, at the end of the day, even Rabbi Yochanan, who has a permissive stance, will still require some type of domicile structure. So a churva, as much as it's not used for dwelling, technically speaking, was or is still on a technical level fit for dwelling. But a shil shel kramim, which is not a structure, which is not a domicile at all, according to Rabbi Yochanan, would not satisfy this criteria. Amar Rav Huna Bar Chinina. So Rav Huna Bar Chinina says as follows. V'az Rabbi Yochanan tamei. Rabbi Yochanan goes according to Zin. So we'll say, so therefore, again, just to keep in mind, three-way machlokes. Rav, Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan. We'll say, just hold cup on this. We're just arguing about the definition of a mavui, which can be permitted through a lechi or a korah. Rav, the most restrictive view, two chatzeros, two homes each must open up into the mavui. Shmuel, no, one chatzer with one home, and even one home without a chatzer, totally fine. Rabbi Yochanan, one chatzer with one home, and even a churva, even a ruin, is enough. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, that churva means a structure that technically speaking is inhabitable. But if there's no inhabitable structure, even Rabbi Yochanan would agree, the mavoi cannot be permitted through lechi of the korah. So Rav Huna Bar Chinina, Vaz Rabbi Yochanan Tamer, Rabbi Yochanan goes according to his reasoning. What does this mean? It says the Imar Disnan, because we learn, Amar Reb Shemin, Echad Gagos, Ve'echad Karfifos, Ve'echad Chaseros, Rishus Achos, Hein Lekilin Sheshav Silasochon, Velola Kilim Sheshav Silasoch Habayis. So let's remember again, we actually had this before. We've seen this a number of times. Rooftops, karfifos. We'll say, right? Karfifos are large enclosed areas, but not enclosed for residential purposes. Chatzeros, chatzer, are all considered to be like one large rishos. They're all considered to be like one rishos, in that any utensils that started Shabbos in one of these domains could be carried throughout any of these other domains. Take a look at Rashi for just a moment. Rashi says over here, Echad Gagos, so Rashi says, Kulan Rishus Achos Letaltil Kelim Sheshavsu Begagzeh Legag Chavero. So we'll say, for example, if you have utensils which started Shabbos on a rooftop somewhere, so Reb Shimon holds that all rooftops are considered to be like one domain. So therefore, you can carry an item that was on a rooftop at the onset of Shabbos to another rooftop. And it's not just rooftops, as we're going to see. So Reb Shimon has this idea, we've seen this again many times, that rooftops, karfifos, and chatzeros are considered to be like one large domain for Shabbos purposes. And therefore, utensils which began Shabbos in these domains can be carried to any. So you could carry from rooftops to chatzeros to karfifos, with one important caveat, that the utensil began Shabbos in one of these domains, right? If that did not happen, right, if the utensil ultimately again was in the home, you could not take it out without an Erev. The Chiddush of here is you could carry between these Rishuyos even without an Erev. V'amar Rav, halacha k'Rav Shimon. Rav said the halacha is like Rav Shimon. Rabbi said this is very interesting. V'hu shelo Erevu. But when is the halacha like Rav Shimon? As long as you didn't make an Erev. They make an Erev. Rabbi said, now remember, the part that intrigues us more than anything is Rav Shimon holds Rabbi said that halacha l'maisa, you can carry utensils from one chatzar to another chatzar. Right? As long as what? As long as those utensils began Shabbos in the chatzar. In other words, I can't carry, obviously, from my home to a chatzar, from a chatzar to one without an Erev. But halacha l'maisa, if I have utensils which began Shabbos inside of a chatzar, I can carry those utensils from one chatzar to another chatzar without an Erev. But Rav comes along and says, halacha is like Rav Shimon, provided you did not make an Erev. So I'll say, you hear this? I can carry utensils from one chatzar to another chatzar, as long as those utensils began Shabbos in the chatzar, but as long as I didn't make an Erev. So what's the pshat? Look at Rashi. V'hu shelo Erevu, Rashi says, b'nei ha-chatzeros kol achas li'atzmo, v'asa lehotzi min abatam l'chatzar, d'cheva n'de'in mitzuyin klei abayis b'chatzar, leka l'migzar, imifkas kelim sheshav su b'chatzar d'chaberta, asu la'fugis. So watch this. This is fascinating. What's the concern? See, if there's a chatzar, if there's an Erev, then there's the possibility that, let's analyze this just a moment. So Rav Shimon holds that halacha l'maisa, you can carry from one chatzar to another chatzar without an eruv, because all chatzeros are considered to be one rishus. But of course, this only works for what? For utensils which began Shabbos inside of the chatzar. So Rav Shimon will therefore say, imagine for a moment, I have chatzar A and B. So I can carry from chatzar A to chatzar B. No problem. As long as the utensils were outside at the onset of Shabbos. Comes along Rav, and Rav says, halacha follows Rav Shimon, but provided you didn't make an Erev. Because Rav says, what's the concern? Let's say chatzar A made an Erev and chatzar B made an Erev. Which means then, not with each other, just independent Eruvim. Now, Bosei, the issue is that what could happen? The residents of Chatzar A are now permitted to carry from their homes into the Chatzar and vice versa. Which means that the utensils from the home could end up in the courtyard of the Chatzar. Well, if the utensils from the home could end up in the courtyard of the Chatzar, what's the concern? That you may come to carry utensils from Chatzar A to Chatzar B without realizing that those utensils originated in the home. But if there is no Eruv in the respective Chatzeros, there's no concern that anyone carried anything out of the respective homes, and therefore halacha l'maisa you can carry from one chatzar to the chatzar. So I know it sounds like a little bit counterintuitive, right? That the halacha of Rav Shimon only applies when the chatzeros did not make their own individual eruvim, because then there is no concern of carrying utensils that originated in the home to another chatzar. But if there's no eruv, therefore halacha l'maisa no one's carrying out into their chatzar. The only utensils that are in the chatzeros are the utensils that began Shabbos in the chatzer. Then Einach Inam Reb Shimon will say all the chatzeros are like one rishus. You can carry back and forth. So the Gemara says, "Erevu, if they made an erev, gazina dilma asi laafuke mani debatim lechatzer." There is a concern, Abba say, but if the individual chatzeros made their own eruvim, there is a concern that maybe again the residents of Erev A brought out utensils from their homes into the chatzer. They're going to mistakenly think that now those utensils can be carried to another chatzar, even without an Erev, like the opinion of Rav Shimon. And of course, even Rav Shimon, who holds that you can carry utensils from one chatzar to another, only holds that that applies to utensils which began Shabbos outdoor in the chatzar. Ushmuel Amar Shmuel says, no, bein Erevu, bein lo Erevu. Shmuel says that halacha l'maisa, not true. Whether they made an Erev or they didn't make an Erev, Rav Shimon's halacha applies. V'chein amar Rabbi Yochanan said halacha k'Rav Shimon, bein Erevu, bein lo Erevu. The halacha follows Rav Shimon, whether or not the individual chatzeros made an Erev. Alma, so we'll say, what do you see from here? Lo gazunan, dilma asila fukim mani debatim l'chatzer. So we'll say, obviously, if the Gemara is saying over here, Rabbi Yochanan saying, and others are saying, Shmuel saying, that whether you made an Erev or you didn't make an Erev, or I should say, even if you made an Erev, the halacha follows Rav Shimon. So we'll say, what does that mean? That obviously, both Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, no one's concerned, Dilma asi lafuke mani debatim l'chatzer. No one's concerned that you're going to come to take utensils that you took out of your home and moved into your chatzer and then move it to another chatzer without an eruv. No one's concerned about that. Hachinami lo gazvinan dilma asi lafuke mani de chatzer lechurva. So to hear Rabosai, halacha lemaisa, it would appear that in the case of, remember again, Rabbi Yochanan holds that a mavui could be permitted with a lechi or a korah, even if on one side you have a home with a chatzer, and on the other side you have a churva. Rabbi Yochanan apparently is not, we'll say, what's the concern? The concern is, will you come to carry from the chatzer on one side, from the home and the chatzer on one side, to the churva on the other side, if you're able to permit the mavui with a lechi or a korah? But obviously, Rabbi Yochanan, so again, follow this train of thought for just a moment, right? The problem with having a chorva on the other side is that a chorva is not a domicile. Because it's not a domicile, technically you can't join in an eruv with it. Because you can't join in an eruv with it, is there a concern that you're going to come to carry from the home in the chatzar on one side, across the mavui, that is now permitted with a lechi or a korah, into the chorva? So apparently what you begin to see over here is that Rabbi Yochanan in general is not concerned, just like he's not concerned that if Chatzar A makes an Eruv, right, its own Eruv, and therefore he can carry utensils from the home into the Chatzar, Rabbi Yochanan is not concerned that you're going to come to carry utensils from the home in Chatzar A into the home of Chatzar B. He's not concerned about that. So too, he's not concerned in this case that you will come to carry from the home in the chatzar on one side of the mavui into the churva of the other, into the churva on the other side of the mavui. Fine. So we'll say, he's just explaining the shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Same three-way machlokas. Yosef Rabbrona v'kamal al-hashmaisa. So Rabbrona was sitting ultimately again and saying over this particular ruling, focusing on the position of Shmuel. Shmuel's position, I will say, is that the mavui that could be permitted with a lechi or a korah is what type of setup according to Shmuel. Even if on one side you have a chatzar with one home, and on the other side you have just a home without a chatzar, you could permit such a mavui with a lechi and a korah. So says the Gemara, Amrali Rabbi Lazar bar be Rav Amr Shmuel Hachi Amrali. Supposed to listen to this. So Rabbi Rona was sitting and saying over this teaching of Shmuel. Okay? So he was saying it over to Rabbi Lazar. So Rabbi Lazar said, Amr Shmuel Hachi. Did Shmuel really say that? Did Shmuel really say that it's okay if the Mavui just has a chaser with one home on one side and just the home that opens up into the Mavui on the other side, that such a Mavui could be permitted with Lechi or a Korah? Amr Le'in. Rabbi Rona said, yes. Amr Le'ach Vili Ushpiza. Rabbi Lazar said, show me where Shmuel lives. So Rabbi Lazar was very, very apparently intrigued / upset by this sheet of Shmuel. Show me where Shmuel lives. I would like to pay him a visit. Ach vile. So Rav Berona showed Rabbi Lazar ultimately where Shmuel lived. Asla kamid Shmuel. So Rabbi Lazar shows up before Shmuel. Amr le, Amr marhachi, Amr le in. He says, Shmuel, did you say this ruling? Did you say this ruling? The halacha lamaisa. It's enough to be matir amavui. If on one side you have a home with the chatzar, and the other side you just have a home, Amr le in, Shmuel said, yes, I said that. So really? Vaha marhu da amar. But yet Shmuel, you are the one who said, Ein lanu be'erav in ela kilasha mishnasenu. Shmuel, you are on record as making the following statement, that when it comes to the halachos of Erevin, all we have is like the lashon of our Mishnah. Right, I will say that when it comes to Erevin, halacha l'maisa, we follow the wording of the Mishnah. And what does the Mishnah say? Shamavoi lechatzeros ki chatzer lebatim, that a mavoi is to the chatzeros, like the chatzer is to the batim, or better stated, that the chatzer is to the mavoi, like the batim are to the chatzer. Now I will say, now what does that mean? Look at Rashi. Shamavoi lechatzeros, dakina lishna dechatzeros. Now, Rabbi Lazar was saying to Shmuel something very simple. The wording of the Mishnah says that a mavui is to the chatzeros what the chatzer is to the batim. When speaking about a mavui and its relationship to chatzeros, the Mishnah uses plural. Plural. Which Rabbi Lazar means what? How many chatzeros must you have in order for a mavui to have the identity of a mavui? How many? A minimum of two. So Shmuel, I don't understand. How can you be matir a mavui that has on one side of it a home with a chatzar and yet on the other side of it has a home without a chatzar. Isn't there a two chatzar minimum in order for a mavoi to be a mavoi? So says the Gemara. So Ishtek, Shmuel was silent. Shmuel didn't say anything. So I'll say, so now the Gemara says, Kibla minei, lo kibla minei. So I'll say, this is great. It's like the dashing and the actions of the Rebbe. Right? So the Rebbe Shmuel was quiet. So what does that mean? Right? Was his silence an acceptance of Rabbi Eliezer's refutation? In other words, was he makabo what Rabbi Eliezer said? He said, okay, I was wrong. Or ultimately, again, not. Or he just, you know, I'll say, sometimes silence is acquiescence. And sometimes silence is defiance. It depends on the silence, right? So sometimes, again, I don't say anything back because you're right. Sometimes I'm just not going to get into an argument with you. So watch this. So Tashma, this is very interesting. Tahu mavua dahava dayer be ivus bar ihi. So both say there was a particular mavui, and this guy, just this, that's his name. Evos bar ihi. This was his name. So his mavui that ivus bar ihi lived in. Avid le lachya b'shar le Shmuel. Supposed to listen to this. So now this guy Ivus lived in this mavui. Apparently, it wasn't the locale of Shmuel. So what did Shmuel do? Shmuel made a lechi. He put up a lechi on the entranceway of the mavui, and that allowed Ivus to go ahead and carry in this mavui. Okay, so far nothing so controversial. The Gemara says, however, asa amad beis. Asa Ravanan Shajay. So Rabbi say Ravanan came along after Shmuel died. Ravanan came along, and what did he do? He took down the lechi. He took down the lechi, thereby again, of course, prohibiting carrying in the mavui. So Ivus, the resident there, got very upset. Amar mavua dedarina bey vaasina mishmei demar Shmuel nisi Ravanan barav neshajemin. So Ivus was very upset. He said, this is the mavoi that I live in. And ultimately, again, it was a mavoi that was permitted by Shmuel. And now that Shmuel's dead, Ravanan's going to come along and take it away from me. Look at Rashi just a moment. Nishajemin yashlichenu mimenu mishum dolo havibe elabayis v'chatzir asaleikra. So we'll say, Rashi gives us the backstory. See, here's what happened. What was the story with this mavoi? The story with this mavoi, I will say, is that on one side, it had a home and a chatzar. And on the other side, apparently, it just had a home. Therefore, Shmuel permitted it. Right? Remember, Shita Shmuel is that halacha lemaisa, if on one side of the mavui you have a home with a chatzar, on the other side you just have a home, that's enough to be matter the mavui. So came along, so fine, Shmuel was alive, he was the Mar Dasra. Shmuel dies, Ravanan comes along and takes away the lechi. Because Ravanan said, sorry, we don't paskin that way, paskin like Rav. What does Rav hold? Rav holds chatzeros. You need a minimum of a chatzar on each side, and each chatzar has to have at least two homes. So therefore, again, Ravanan took down the lechi. Ivos was very upset. So we'll say, so again, what do you see from here? Shmamina lo kibla mine. So we'll say, why is this story important? Because what's happening in the story is you see Shmuel paskining like his own Shita. Right? We're supposed to again, remember, we have this story where Rabbi Eliezer confronts Shmuel about his Shita. And Rabbi Eliezer says, Shmuel, you're the one who said, Ein manu kilosha mishnah senu. That Allah, when it comes to Erevin, we paskin like the wording in the Mishnah. The Mishnah, when it speaks about a mavui, speaks about chatzeros, which is seem to indicate that you need a minimum of two chatzeros which open up into a mavui. So Shmuel, how do you permit a mavui, ultimately, that has one chatzer and just one home without a chatzer? Shmuel's silent. So is this silence acquiescence or is this silence defiance? Well, now we see a story where Shmuel was matir im mavui, that had on one side a home with a chatzar, and the other side just the home. Shabbos says, so the fact that Shmuel acted this way indicates to us what? That halacha lemaisa, he was not mekabel Rabbi Eliezer's words, and he still remained in his shita, which tells us that it was a silence of defiance. To which the Gemara says, Shmamina, lo kibla mine. See from here that halacha lemaisa, Shmuel did not accept Rabbi Eliezer's refutation. To which the Gemara says, maybe not. Maybe Shmuel did in fact accept. Maybe he did in fact accept Rabbi Lazar's statement. Now listen to this. The Gemara says, there was another part to this case. What was the other part to this case? Rabbi said there was a chazan. Now the chazan is what the Gemara calls. The Gemara calls like the shamus in the shul. There was the guy. There was the shamus gabbai in the shul. Now he had an interesting arrangement. He would go ahead and have his meals in his home. So he would have his meals in his home. Va'asi bayis bebe kenishta. But he would sleep in a room in the shul. So he had an apartment off the shul. So he would eat his meals at home, but he would sleep in his apartment by the shul. So listen to this. So look at your Rashi for just a moment. Rashi says, Bahu chazana, bahu bavu alahachi shar lishmuel de chazana, havi achal nama beise, shayo lobo makam acher, va'asi bebeise, I'm reading Rashi, beknishta, davi pasuach lahu mavua, v'hashta kishaji rabanan, lo hava chazana bayis bahu beknishta. So we're going to explain this in just a moment. So therefore, what happened? There was a shamus, a chazin, who went ahead and ate his meals in his home, but halacha lamayis again would sleep in a room by the shul. So watch this. Va'asi, so the Gemara says, ve'evos bar ihi savar makom pitikar. Now, both remember again, if we go back 2 days ago, we had a machlokes. What was our machlokes? What defines domicile? Is it where you sleep or is it where you eat? Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. And Shmuel paskind, it's where you sleep. It's where you sleep. Oh. So I'll say, now we've seen where there's more than meets the eye over here in this case. That ultimately, again, there was another resident here. Another resident. So if Rabbi say, Evos thought, Evos was the Evipin, so Evos bar Yisavar, Makom Pita Garin. He thought the definition of a domicile ultimately is what? Where you eat. In which case, again, this chazin was not eating in the area over here. He wasn't eating by the shul, he was eating by his home. So Evos, therefore, assume that this chazin wasn't considered a resident. He didn't have a domicile. Ushmuel tamei d'amar makom lina garim. Shmuel was of the opinion that halacha l'maisa, it is actually again where you sleep, that determines ultimately again your domicile. So we'll say the way the Gemara ultimately sets this up is as follows. The way, and the Marsha comments on this as well. So the Marsha says, "V'lachin haya." Just wrote down. V'lachin haya haya beis chatzeros psuchos lamavoy. So at the end of the day, the Marsha says that in reality, there are two chatzeros opened up into this mavoy. Chatzer shal evos, shaher besocho bayis shal bayis acher. There was the chatzer of evos, which again had his home and another home. And ultimately, again, there was the second chatzer, which contained the besak, which contains a home, and the besak neses with another room, or with an apartment. And then also, it turned out that in fact this was a case of base chatzeros, two chatzeros, each with two homes. So if I will say, Evos just thought this was a controversial case because he thought that the halacha says that your domicile is where you eat. In which case, the shamus was not a resident here, in which case he thought this was a function of the unique ruling of Shmuel. But in fact, this was a case that even Rav would agree that ultimately, again, would be permitted. So we'll say, so if that's the case, so why did Rav Hanan take down the Lechi? We'll say, if it turns out that at the end of the day, this is actually the paradigmatic case of two chatzeros with two domiciles in each chatzer, so what happened? What happens? That's what Rashi says, the chazan stopped living there. Oh, so the chazan stopped living there. Now, ultimately, again, we have two chatzeros, one chatzer with two residents, one chatzer with one resident. So Rav Hanan says, we paskin like Rav. And Allah Chalamai said, this is not the type of mavui setup that could be nitar with a lechi and the korah. Therefore, he takes down the lechi. Okay, just a fascinating case. So we'll say, just in general, the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins over here is in Shin Samech Gimel Sif Chavav. So the Shulchan Aruch writes as follows. It's a longer sif. I'll just tell you like this. Ein mavui nitar belechi al korah. So we'll say, so in general, this is an interesting idea. So when we speak about being matir a mavui with a lechi or a korah, which we'll say goes back to the beginning of Maseches Erevin, right? This was the bread and butter of Maseches Erevin in the beginning. I have a mavui in alleyway. I can't carry in it in an unrestricted fashion because it looks like a rishon. I have to put a lechi or a korah. But what type of mavui could be adjusted with a lechi or a korah? So he says, "Ein mavoi nitra b'lechi or korah, achu psuchan l'socho shnei chatzeros u'lechol chatzer shnei batin." So what says Shulchan Aruch paskins like Rav that in order for a mavoi to be permitted with a lechi or a kora, you must have two chatzeros, each chatzer with two residences, with two homes in it. That is the case where a mavoi could be permitted ultimately with lechi or a kora. If you don't have that, the mavoi cannot be adjusted. And of course, if the mavoi cannot be adjusted, then what? You are not permitted to carry within it. Good. That's the halacha l'maisa. We'll say, let's go right there. Says the Gemara. Amrav Yehuda Amrav. An interesting case. Mavoi shetido echad, ovediko chavim, shetido echad, Yisrael, ein ma'avin oso derech halonos la'atiro, derech psachan l'mavoi. So let's listen to this. So look at this case. This is case. This is picture number 241. So I will say, in this case over here, here's what you have. An interesting situation. So you have a mavui, shetzido echad obikochavim. On one hand, on one side of it, you have a non-Jew who's living there. I will say, as you can see at picture 241, so on one hand, on one side, you have the home of the Nachri, which is much bigger than the homes of the Jews in this particular picture over here, okay? See, the Nachri's got the nice little home over there. So I'll say he's got a chatzer as well. And on the other side of the Mavui, you have three Jewish residences. Now remember, the way this is being done, so let's just read the Gemara one more time. V'tzido echad Yisrael. The other side are Jews. V'tzido echad Yisrael. The truth is, you could see, I don't know if everybody has a picture in Rashi, but you have this picture in Rashi as well. So we'll say, I just want to point out, it doesn't really matter, but the picture in 241 is arranged a little bit differently than the picture in Rashi. The picture of Rashi has the three Jewish residences, kind of A, B, C, one behind the other. The picture in 241 just has one primary residence in front, two secondary residences behind. It does not make any difference. The idea is that the residences all open up into each other by way of windows. So they have shared windows. So they all open up into each other. Now one of the residences opens up into the Mavui, two are into the Chatzar. The two other residences open up straight into the Rishus HaRabim. Okay? Follow this case. So it says the Gemara, Ein ma'arvin oso derech halonos la'atiro, derech psach l'mavui. Salach l'maisa, the Gemara says, you cannot go ahead and join these residences through their windows in order to permit them entry into the Mavoi. So what's going on over here? Look at Rashi. In ma'arvin derech halonos lahatu derech psuch l'mavoi, im yesh batei Yisrael eitzel beiso Yisrael zeh psuchos l'shram v'lo l'mavoi. So we'll say in this case over here, we'll call it bayis A, B, and C. Home A, right? The three Jewish homes are A, B, and C. So I'll say A opens up into the Mavui. B and C have shared windows which open up into A, but they themselves do not open up into the Mavui. They open up into the Rishus HaRabim. Derech Rishus HaRabim. V'lo l'mavui. V'chalonos b'neihem. But there are windows in between each of these homes. And I'll say that's, I think the picture in 241 is a bit more descriptive. And therefore, again, you have the two back, we'll call it the two back homes. Both shared windows open up into home A, but they themselves don't have an entrance into the Mavoi. Their entrance ways go right into the Shtoradim. So back to Rashi. Rashi says, "Ein ma'arvin ze'im ze'ah derech chavonoseihem lahotzi keilehem lamavui derech pischo shel ze'ah." They cannot make an Eruv through the window. So we'll say homes B and C cannot join with an Eruv with A in order to permit them to carry into the Mavui. The time of Mefarsh coming. Now we'll have to see why. So we'll say right now we're just getting facts. Our facts are on one side of this Mavui, you have the home of a Nachri with his Chatzar. Okay, so on side one, Chatzar, Nachri, open up into the Mavui. The other side, you have three Jewish homes, A, B, and C. A is what's called the front home. B and C are in back of A. A, B, and C, or I should say B and C, open up into A with windows, but B and C don't open up into the Mavui. They open up into the Shuradim. Only A opens up into the Mavui. The Bryson makes a statement, B and C cannot make an Eruv with A in order to allow them to enter into the Mavui. We don't know why that is yet, but that's a statement of fact. Says the Gemara, Amar Le Abaye Rav Yosef. So the Gemara says, fine. So Amar Le Abaye Rav Yosef, Amar Afilu B'chatzer. So Rabbi says, the Gemara says, would this also apply ultimately again to the Chatzar? Now, Rabbi says, this is picture 242. So remember again, 241, Rabbi says, is talking about the ability of B and C, right, Jewish homes B and C, to utilize the Mavoi. So in case one, Rabbi says, let's just get down the cases. In case one, we're going to leave aside the Nachri. On one side of the Mavoi, I have a Nachri and his Chatzar. On the other side of the Mavoi, I have three Jewish homes, again, A, B, and C. A in front, which opens up into the Chatzar, opens up into the Mavoi. B and C behind A, which have windows which open up into A, but they themselves have no entry point into the Chatzar or into the Mavoi. They just open up into Rosh Sarabim. So statement number one is in case number one, B and C cannot join with an Eruv with A in order to allow them to carry into the Mavoi. We don't know why, that's just a statement of fact. Okay, the Gemara then says, then Abai says to Rav Yosef, what about, I'll say a different kind of case. What about a case, same setup on one side, but instead of a Mavoi, we're asking about a Chatzar. So in this case, I'll say again, Nachri on one side of the Chatzar, right? Again, this is picture 242. Nachri on one side of the Chatzar. On the other side of the Chatzar, you have three Jewish homes, A, B, and C. Same setup. A is in front, B and C are in back. B and C have windows which open up into A, but do not have entry into the Chatzar, direct entry into the Chatzar. Their exits or their doorways are into Sarabim. So we'll say, so can B and C create an Eruv with A so as to allow them to utilize the Chatzar? Amar Le Abaye Rav Yosef, Amar Le Afilu B'Chatzar, Amar Le In. He said, yes, in fact, they can't use the Chatzar either. The same halakha would apply in the Chatzar. So we'll say, look at Rashi for just a moment. Rashi is over here. Amalei afilu b'chatzar. Yisrael v'nachi dharma abati Yisrael yitzal b'yisrael shesha p'suchal zor shesha v'lo b'chatzar. Shesha derech halonos lehotzi kilim derech leiz. So, fine. So the Gemara says, so Amar Le'in, he said, yes, this same halach applies to the Chatzar. Rabbi, you know what? We're going to stop over here for today. So I'm leaving you a little bit on a cliffhanger. So what we know, Rabbi say, is that in these cases, B and C cannot join in an Erev with A in case one, to utilize the Mavui, in case B, to utilize the Chatzar. The reason for that, ultimately, Mir Tashem, we'll see tomorrow. Shkai Chabosai.